You are elevated to all heights. And there is no height above you. You are the heights of the heights. You fill the earth. You fill the heavens. And you fill all the cosmos. You alone are God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We celebrate you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Time has come for us to hear from Him. For any time you get to this sanctuary of God, He is here. And His promise that holds all the time, that holds and never wavers, is that He said, two or three gathered in His name, He is in the midst of them. Yes, I know you might say, we are not gathered. We are gathered. Amen? We are gathered through the internet. We are gathered in spirit. We are gathered around His name. Hallelujah. And anywhere, everywhere that you are, put your mind and put your soul and put your spirit into this gathering. And let's pray. Father, we have given you what we are required to give you. With all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength, we have brought to you the praise, the worship, and we adore you through all of these. We thank you for all of our life, the past, the present, and the future, for you hold it. You hold it all. And we know we are in perilous time. We have a lot of brothers and sisters that are infected and affected by the pandemic. But God, it is not something that surprises you. You hold it all. You are the master. And the Bible says that all that comes, all that happens to the ungodly will happen also to your saints. But the promise is that you will keep your saints always out of all of it. We believe that and we praise you. We believe that and we pray, God, send healing to those who are suffering right now. Heal them all. And those who have contracted the virus, God, we pray, no cure is as better as you. So, Father, I pray that you touch your kids, all your children, all those from this congregation and from any congregation linked to this congregation, and for anybody that calls upon the name of the Lord, Father, I pray, come to our rescue. Heal us all. Heal us all with your word. And as we dispose, as we avail our ears to you, Lord, speak to our heart. Speak to our mind. Let us hear from you. And as I stand before you, God, you have guided me always. I pray that you guide me again. To let me say what you want me to say, not what I want to say. Grant me the favor to preach your word with your anointing. For I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Today is Pentecost Day. I want us to kind of picture that day in this faraway Jerusalem that not everyone knows. Grasp the enthusiasm in the air. Imagine the number of people in that one place at the time. For Pentecost was not just a feast that only Jewish people celebrate. The Bible says that that day, from every corner of the world, people came. So it was a good and great crowd. Diversity of tongues, diversity of skin color, diversity of heights and size, diversity of all kinds of measurements. I want you to picture that day. And I want you to remember what happened that day. It was not the drinking and the eating. It was not the usual way that people came to live this fest. It was completely different that day because something special, something never ever heard about, something never eye has ever seen happened that day. There was a mighty wind. A nose like a mighty wind. Hallelujah. And this wind did not portray damages in its way. That mighty nose pointed to one place. In that place, about 120 people were. 10 days they were in that place. And they had one thing in common, one accord, waiting for the power that was promised to come. And when this wind came to that room, something powerful, something extraordinary, something nobody has ever thought of, heard of, or seen. Something happened. The power from high, the power from heaven descended. And the Bible said that all the 120 people that were in that room was filled with the Holy Ghost. And every one of them started talking in tongues. Extraordinary. And the rest, you know. And the rest, you know. That was the day of the birth of the church. So if you say, It was Pentecost. I'm just choosing a date. It was on Pentecost. Let's say the date of today. 1st of November. 001. If that was the day, then this is the birthday of the Church of Christ. And believe me, it was not heard about except on the day that Jesus said to Peter, "You are Peter, and on this rock I shall build my church." Didn't say my temple, didn't say my tabernacle, my church. And even the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. That was the birth of that church. So everything was for the first time. It was a new thing. New thing that Peter would stand in the midst of people. This Peter that was not able to withstand an accusation from a little girl will stand in the midst of people. And that day, he didn't preach like in the temple. He did not preach opening the books, the Torah. He preached what the Holy Ghost, which he was filled with, came out of him. It was not something like ever before. And all that heard this word, they were pricked, they were cut, they were accused, and they were miserable to see that they were on the wrong side. And Peter will preach and he will speak the ever to be the way to get back right with God. The ever to be the way to be saved. The Bible says, Acts 2:37. Let's go there. We're not preaching yet. We're just reminding ourselves of what happened that day. Acts 2:37. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" When you are completely without any escape, when you can't do nothing anymore, you're looking for salvation. You're looking for some power or somebody or something else to get you out of your situation. These people were cut to their heart. They were cornered by the word of God. They said, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Then, here is salvation. Here is salvation. And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." It was not just given to those that were there on Pentecost. This was not preached to only those who were there on Pentecost. It was preached. And verse 39 says, "For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off." Far off. "Everyone whom the Lord our God shall call to himself." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So far off, far off. That's me. That's you. That's anybody and everybody. Because if you want to see why I say that, if you want to understand why I say that we all have been promised this, let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. The verse is verse 19. Let's go start by verse 18. "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit,'" which is Jesus, "'teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I will be with you.'" It says, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of age." I am with you always to the end of the age. Mark says, "Tarry in Jerusalem until you receive the power from on high, and you shall be my witnesses. Just in Jerusalem? Just in Judea? No. His witness all through the earth. Amen? So we are here privileged to be also part of it. Amen? So today, I would like to talk about this subject. And I title this message, "No to the GPS." No to the GPS. He is my way. No to the GPS. For he is my way. Let's read John chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. John, the book of John, chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Thomas said to him, 'Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?' Jesus said to him, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" I want to stop here and make this comment. Matthew 28, chapter 19, says, in brackets, I would say verse 20, teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. So, John said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel. Through the gospel. And what is the gospel? What is the gospel? The gospel is that Jesus suffered for me. Jesus died for me. Jesus is alive and I live. You accept this gospel, you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. And that's the way to go to the Father. Let's continue our reading. Now we will read in Psalms 119. Psalms 119, verses 1 through 6. It says, blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precept to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The GPS. Now it is in your phone. Before it was a device that you could set on the dash of your truck to drive. And I was one of the people that thought they could find money in driving semi-trucks. Amen? I drove it, but I didn't make the money. Can't show anything. So, I was doing deliveries for a company, and I was supposed to deliver in festivals in Woodman's in the in Wisconsin. Mainly, I was given the idea of Mansfield, La Crosse, Eau Claire, and the idea of Madison and Sun Prairie. So this day was a new time. It was the first time I was going from La Crosse to Mansfield, I think. I don't recall the name of the city. But I had my GPS. The GPS got me to La Crosse. I did my delivery at at the festival in La Crosse. And then I left. My GPS took me. I got out of town. And there is a suburban of La Crosse that was still in construction. Amen. So, there was a shorter way to get to where I was going, but the construction was stopped by a river. So the road could not go across the river. But the GPS did not know about that. So the GPS pointed me at this exit. I took the exit and boom, I'm driving, quarter mile, and I saw a sign saying dead end. Dead end. And it was there was no way I could make a U-turn with this big old semi truck. The GPS was not wrong, but I couldn't go through. I had to back this long thing out of there. My friend, even drivers who drove all their life to be 70 to back this thing for almost a quarter of a mile is not an easy thing. With also cars coming in and out, it's not an easy thing. I'll make it short. Man, I got out of there, but after somebody who is afraid and in a hat. So, I'm saying that just to tell you that the GPS, even though accurate, even though precise, sometimes loses you here on earth. And my brother and my sister, it will never get you to heaven. GPS, as good as it is, airplanes use it, boats use it, and today, anybody who travels use it, even people walking in town, they use the GPS to find where they're going. Man, it's a helpful tool. But it cannot get you to heaven. I equate the GPS to the world wisdom. I equate the GPS to the religions of this world. I equate the GPS to all the best practices of this world. I equate the GPS to the history and all the sciences of this world. I equate the GPS to the money of this world. I even equate the GPS to the patriarchies. All those, you can call them GPSs. For they are helpful, but they cannot get you to heaven. No other man but Jesus Christ. No other man at no time in history has ever said, John 14, verses 6. No other man has ever said, I am the way. I am the way and the truth. In the life,
And listen to what he said.
No one, not one, cometh to the Father except through me. No other. I have never heard that any other said so. Jesus said that. He rose the third day as he promised. He's alive in his name through to this day. People are healed. Jesus is the only one who said, I am the way, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. He ain't no GPS. He ain't no GPS. He is the way. So say no to the GPS. Make him to be your way. No to the GPS. Let Jesus be your way. And as a Christian, I believe that if we remember Pentecost, if we remember Pentecost today, we cannot skip Matthew 28:19 or Mark 16:15-19. Because that is the reason why you and I are still on earth. And what does it say in Mark 16:15-19? Let's read that. Let's read that quickly. Mark 16:15-19. This is what it says in the English Standard Version. It says, verse 15, and he said to them, go ye into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whosoever believes is baptized will be saved. But whoever doesn't believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. Those who believe. Those who believe. Let every one of us say, those who believe. It goes on to say, in my name, they will cast out demons. Oh, this world is full of demons. People possessed. They will speak in new tongues. That is the sign that was in the 120 in Pentecost day. Nobody has ever heard anybody talk in tongues except on that day. It was a new thing. Was a first sign thing. It goes on to say, verse 18, they will pick up serpents. I do not like serpents. I do not even want to see them. This thing, it got Eve and Adam to sin. And here we are. This thing, even though they say it is beautiful, I don't see it. The creeping thing, I don't want to see it. But Jesus said, in his name, you, not me, you will pick up serpents with your hands. And if we all drink any deadly poison, that may be part of, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands. Oh, I want to be part of that. On the sick, and they will recover. We'll just leave it right there. Because we don't have too much time to expand in that. So, what am I trying to say here? The reason why he left Peter, John, James, and the 13, and all the 120 people that were in the upper room that day, the reason why he left them is that he had a commission for them. He wanted them to continue what he was on earth to do. And he took the time to teach them everything. That's why he says in Matthew 28, 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And the following 20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You can say amen to that. Amen. I wish he just had ended everything that day. That day he got off out of the grave. Just pick up all those who were following him around and agreeing with him. Just pick them all. And everything would have been done that day. No more. No more pain, no more suffering. But he took nobody with him. Well, he said to the, excuse me. He said to the second thief that was to his right, well, tonight you will be in heaven with me. This thief was really, I wouldn't say lucky, but he had a privilege that not everybody had. Amen? Only him went to heaven that day. So he left all of these people here with one purpose, to reach all the people like me far away in Africa, in a little corner of the African countries. And he didn't say, you have to do that until Pentecost of 2020, and just wait for me to come. That was the new mission and the only mission for Christians. There on, it was that mission. It is the same mission today. So that's why I say, if we recall Pentecost, we should remember Matthew 28, 19 through 20. And if we remember it, sir, we should also remember Psalms 119. Psalms 119, verses 1. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the laws of the Lord. If what you do, what you say, and what you think is not in accord with what Jesus has commanded, you are using a GPS and you are losing yourself. Our way should be blameless. 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 Nobody should say we are not doing right. Let's check ourselves to see if we are walking in the law of the Lord. Don't massage your heart. Don't massage your brain. Don't massage yourself. If it is not in accord with his law, we are using a GPS. Moreover, the psalmist says, you have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Verses 4 of Psalms 119. And verses 5 is like a prayer. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. You cannot distort, pick from the Bible something and go with that. It has to be lining up with the precept of the one who saved us, who gave us a mission. If it doesn't line up with this precept, whoever you are, you are using a GPS, a type of GPS. You are not walking on the way. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your status. And what will happen? Then I shall not be ashamed, having my eyes fixed on your commandment. My brother, my sister, it is not a good thing to be satisfied with our wisdom, because the Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. If you are thinking things, doing things, saying things that are not lining up with the precept of Jesus Christ, check it. Check it. He will not mind that you are a Peter. He will not mind that you are a John. He will not mind that you are a James. Whosoever you are, you may be preaching for years, centuries. If your ways, are not lining up with the way, sorry.
He did not let any escape. He did not give us any shortcuts.
My friend, if you're going to La Crosse, you can go over all the way to Richburg, cut and get to La Crosse. You can go the highway, get to La Crosse. My friend, that's why some people say all roads mean to Rome. I say we are not going to Rome. One way means to heaven. It is Jesus. One way means to heaven. It is Jesus. The only way that means leads us to heaven. It is Jesus. No GPS will get you there. No patriarch in the Bible will get you there. No religion in this world will get you there. Oh, Lord, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. I'm done. I would like you, anybody who is listening right now, or anybody who is going to follow up and watch later, I would like for you. To check and see if what I have said does not line up with what Jesus has preached, taught, and commended. The apostles and the disciple to perpetuate. If he doesn't line up with it, sorry, it's just a skinny black man from Africa talking his lungs out. But if it is from this Bible, if it is what Jesus has preached, check your ways. Please check your ways. For I'm checking my ways. And every day check your ways. Nobody on this planet. Nobody. What so famous he is can help you. You got to get on the way, which is Jesus. May the Lord help all of us. May he help us all. To check our ways, match it with the way, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for giving us the word. Thank you for speaking into us. Thank you for speaking to us. Hallelujah. I pray, King Jesus, grant me the favor of shutting off everything. and constantly, steadfastly, making my ways to match your precepts, making my ways to match the way. Help my brother, help my sister, help your people, for the world is stealing. The world want to destroy. The world want to kill. And God, the world is not seeking those who are less likely to impact the people of this world. The world is seeking to steal, lose, destroy and kill whatsoever have come to contact with Christ, have changed their lives, have given their life to Christ, and are working for Christ. Those are the people that the evil one is after. So Lord, grant to all those people, those you have saved and sent for, grant us all your help, that we see clear to match our ways with the way, Jesus Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. It is His word you have heard. And you're asking yourself, just like those of people on the day of Pentecost. Men, our brothers, what shall we do? It is the same thing I will preach to you. Repent. And if you don't know what repentance is, it's being sorry deeply in your heart before God. Telling him, I know what I did is wrong. Forgive me, and I'm not gonna do it anymore. You turn around. Leave your way and seek for the way. And how you get to that way? It is taking his name in baptism. Jesus Christ, who is the way. You want to get baptized? Text us 608-347-5304. And we'll accommodate you. You will be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And the promise of the Holy Ghost is going to be yours if you have repented. And to all my brothers and my sisters, it is not a joke. This time around, it is easy to lose your way into the world's way. Please keep your ways steadfast into keeping the precept of the way, which is Jesus Christ. God bless you. May his spirit help you. May his spirit lead you. May his spirit open your eyes. May his spirit always knock at the door of your heart. I pray that in Jesus' name. Father, I ask in the holy name of Jesus Christ that you bless everyone, anyone who has watched this service, who has participate in the worship, in the praise, who has listened to your word. I pray the blessings attach to those who call upon the name of the Lord. Let the sick be healed. Let those who are possessed be depossessed. Let those who are infected by the virus heal in Jesus' name. I pray, my God, that we will come back again in your house in great numbers to worship in person and adore you with everything and anything that you have given us. King Jesus, bless this house of yours. Bless Pastor Ro. Bless the pastoral team. Bless everyone that put their hand in sustaining this house of yours. God, let everyone rejoice and be happy in you. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.